A press photographer was shot in the leg and two other people were injured when riots broke out between Protestants and Catholics in Belfast last night. It was the second night in a row of violence. Charles Collins has this report.
Police said around 700 people threw fireworks, petrol bombs, and other missiles a night after two people suffered gunshot wounds in what politicians described as the worst violence of its kind in the area for a decade. Some 500 people fought in the Short Strand area, a pocket of Catholic houses in the predominantly Protestant east side of the city, on the previous night when shots were fired by both sides. Resident Geraldine Goodall described the scene.
When I was in the garden, I lifted my head to see where they were coming from, and it seemed like hundreds fully masked men with gloves kicking my car, shouting at me. I live on my own with two children.
The violence comes at the start of Northern Ireland's marching season, a time of annual parades by Protestants which has triggered violent protests by Catholics in the past. But Northern Ireland police said the Ulster Volunteer Force were responsible for these riots, an accusation echoed by Alex Maskey, a Sinn Féin member of Northern Ireland's Legislative Assembly.
These weren't 12-year-old, 15-year-old boys. These were older people. I've spoken to PSNI senior officers tonight, and I'm satisfied, and I'm making this call. The UVF were involved in attacking the Catholic people in George Town tonight, and I think it's absolutely shameful in this day and age that this community has to put up with this yet again.
The UVF is one of the deadliest unionist and paramilitary groups in Northern Ireland. It said 2 years ago that it had completed the decommissioning of its weapons in line with other militant groups after a 1998 peace agreement mostly ended 3 decades of violence in the British-controlled province. I'm Charles Collins.